Hello, my name is Abhishek Himrajani and I'm from the Azure Site Recovery product team. In the previous three videos of this four-part video series, I walked you through the process of setting up your source and target infrastructure, creating and associating replication policies, protecting Hyper-V virtual machines to Azure, and performing recovery plan, test failover, and actual failovers to Azure. In this video, I'll walk you through the failback process. Before we get started, here are a few prerequisites for you to keep in consideration. A failback from Azure to your on-premises data center is always a planned activity. You will perform a planned failover when failing back from Azure to your on-premises data center. You'll also have to choose between a full download, which is quicker, or synchronizing only the delta changes from the Azure virtual machines back to your on-premises data center. We recommend you choose the full download option if your virtual machine has churned significantly while it's running in Azure, or if it has been running in Azure for a period of 1 month or more. You'll also have to choose the full download option if your on-premises virtual machine no longer exists. Please refer to the ASR documentation for more details. I'm going to use my SharePoint recovery plan to perform the planned failback from Azure to my on-premises data center. I click on planned failover. I confirm that the failover direction is from Azure to my on-premises site called FabriCam site. Since my virtual machines haven't been running in Azure for a very long time, I choose the minimize downtime option. I'm going to leave the create VM on-premises option unchecked. This is because my on-premises virtual machines still exist. Once I've verified the settings, I go ahead and click OK and ASR will initiate the failback process. As part of the failback job, once the data synchronization step has been completed successfully, I need to provide a user input to proceed with the failover. Your application that has been running in Azure will incur a planned downtime at this point of time. Once you click yes, the failover to on-premises will resume. Once it completes, you'll be able to access your virtual machines and applications on-premises. I get detailed progress information as the job proceeds. I can also verify that the virtual machines are being shut down in the order specified by the recovery plan group. I also switch back to my Azure virtual machines view and notice that the virtual machines have now been stopped in Azure. Once the job completes successfully, I'll switch back to my on-premises Hyper-V host and validate that the virtual machines are running again successfully. My planned failover job was successful, which indicates that the failback process from Azure to on-premises has been completed. Switching back to my Hyper-V server on-premises, I can now validate that the three virtual machines are now running successfully. To recap, in this final video of this four-part video series, I walked you through the process of failing back Hyper-V virtual machines from Azure to your on-premises data center. Thank you.